Okay, yeah.
Why is changing?
Okay, so we're holding over here in Siv Zion. So we got through the first Nakuda over here. So now the second Nakuda over here is.
There's nothing in
the Masana. So then it's only Asas Kedei Klipa. Asas Kedei Klipa. And the Ramah says that someone came through the Klipa Yishu. Okay. And that's the Din of Makaber, if the Sakin is Ben Yomar. There's not Sama, a Karloser, and the Sakin needs Hagol. Klishen is a different ballgame. So that's the second Madrid. Okay. So we have this issue over here between the Shachar and the Taz. Enos el kedei klipa. Kegos el tuber shemer ben parents. Vizol shanav el klipa. Boy, you need klipa. If you see the lotion, it's urban zen yersh yesh shom to server. It's kin tzorch lomer im hu ben yomoy im lav. He doesn't know if it's ben yomoy or not. The mistam ena ben yomoy. Mistam kelim ena ben yomoy. Mutzer. Yes, the word mutzer. Klipa boy. Kedem goes to smach. Because of shom atam yishim shom nuna shal asakin shesam asakin yesh shom lav shom nuna. So why do you need klipa? Because ena ben yomoy. So the bliyas are irrelevant. So why do you need the klipa? Klipa is because the shom nuna shal asakin. Okay. Because the mashal of the bereisha, but yesh samach nega makam masak and lusar klipa. Yemei samach. Well, lusar kan klipa. Yemei shishim nega roses from nuna shal asak. Yemei samach nega mama hani klipa the melech atam bekula kama bereisha. So, assuming that shal nuna doesn't become nifgam, so the layer from nuna does not become nifgam. So. The Ben Yomar and the Ben Yomar doesn't affect it. The reason I'm saying that phrase is because we'll see that there's a Rosh who actually challenges that thought. But assuming that it doesn't become Nifkam through Ben Yomar, but Ben Yomar and the Ben Yomar is not going to make enough Gemina. So what was there Samach or not? And Klipa, where does Klipa come into the picture? It has to be. We're telling me that by case of Basar Rasech. And it's Klirishin, it's Malach Bekuloi. So whatever amount that it's absorbing in, whether it's absorbing it through the Bliyas or through the Shamunis, it's Malach Bekuloi. So where does Klipa come into the picture? Okay. So in a case where there's, we said before, when there's Samach, you don't need Klipa, which means we don't assume that it stays, it parks itself in the Klipa. We say it goes for a ride throughout the whole item, the whole piece of Basar. So why over here does it stop? So he says that when you're dealing with a small amount of Isser, so it doesn't have a Karthi Malach Bekuvai. It's that limited amount, the Taka doesn't, it's not Harlach Bekuvai. So Mela, it only goes to the Klipa. Which means, even though there's not Samach, not a problem. So this the Bach is learning of this din over here. We're confident that the Bliya did not go beyond Klipa to the point even though there's not Samach, the rest of the piece of meat is Mutter. And only it says in the Kedei Klipa. It's more machmer when there's a case where there's less.
When there's such a small issue that goes in, you have to do Klipa, right? If it was a bigger issue, which is still Batal.
Well, this is cool on a chumra. Because let's say there wasn't samach in the chaticha, so a davar muat, the rest of the chaticha is mutter. By davar, which not davar muat, the rest of the chaticha would be also.
If there's not samach
in the whole chaticha, connected to the bliya. So according to Bach, the bliya doesn't move beyond the klipa. So the rest of the piece of meat is mutter, even though there's not samach. It wouldn't be muat. We would say it spreads out. Now we'd have to admit if it's not samach, it's going to be also. So the davar muat is a kula in that sense. But then on the other hand, you're right that the davar muat is a chumra. That the other case it goes bekula. You don't have to take off the klipa. And over here, you have to take off the klipa. So there's a kula and a chumra according to the way the Bach learns.
He doesn't hold anything.
No, it's saying because of the reward, it doesn't go beyond, right? Duchazakina can't help for that. I see Ryan, Parakates, it's Solomon, the Sakhas, the Pesach, Bashem, Shatrum, the Sagi, the Klippa, the Harkashim, Shom, Kirin, the Tatai Gover, Hakula, Asir. So the more said, Tatai Gover, the Tzli, the Pesach, which is considered the Tatai. And you're putting a shemesh shachuma on it. The charei should say to talk over, which means that it should be mavliyah bekulayim and shani sicha the mashu ba'almahu. The amount that you receive was a very small amount, so it doesn't go beyond klipa. So klipa is enough. That's his raya. That even though theoretically it really should move bekulay, it doesn't move bekulay because of it's a mashu. Okay, so that's what the Bach says. The shach is going to be put a stamp of approval. The Shach is going to put his stamp of approval on the Bach. So this Yisod is important Yisod, according to that. That by Dabar, there's a minimal amount of Bliyah, of Ban over here, not Bliyah, because the Ban is Zain Ben Yomai, but there's a minimal amount, it's a Dabar Mu'at, so it doesn't go beyond the Klippa. It doesn't have the Kayak to go beyond Klippa. Which will create a kula and a chumra. You have to take off the klipa, and I don't care. The rest of the meat, the rest of the chaticha is mutter, regardless of whether they're shishim or not. Okay, the kudus hakesef is going to come out like the taz. That he was, you know, which he says that his kavon in the shach was not like the bach, was like the taz. The taz is going to find this different. There's interesting pre-chodesh. Pre-chodesh says kima shehigid, shuven akhoyser magid. He already said in the shach he holds like the bach, so we're going to pass like the bach because the shach said so, and he can't change his mind in the kudus hakesef. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. He doesn't mean the actual din of kima shehigid shuven akhoyser magid. I mean, you can say chaburan if you want, but. Say didn't, yeah, but it's nice as no shaykhs. Okay. But the word of the moon, the kim of the ism of hafeya bekuloi, the bekhlirishan who, so the nature of bekhlirishan that it moves. What do you mean that it stops after a certain point? What's holding it back from going right there? Number one, remain by samach, the Bach said the case was that there wasn't samach. So what do you mean there wasn't samach? Body live is a mashu, a legato, a fiarech, a habasuch, and that's a memento. Shein b'samach. By definition, it can't be so small. If it's enough that it's going to ask for the whole piece of meat. There was more than 1/60. It's not a little amount. It's, you know, it's compared to this significant amount. So what do you mean it's a mashu? Why they show me much custom tersabai so order based by a stalin serve sharalov is a lashana of your day the call she yes like pepua shall offer the mock you do me in khatiha shall be she yes some about the is a circle to some come so the rashi says that milva the din of shishim which is on the rest of the khatiha even in the case we have shishim you still have to talk to remove the kadena tila when the mock were fell because cause the perk said it's certainly not the mirut which all carries because the love eat till that's makama so you see that there's a busig of that mockum over there the din of the kadena tila regardless of whether there's samach and the rest of the thing or not because of shom hu ba'atsu b'im shes ba'is tohod eno oyser kuloi mishum da natifa da remuadu b'im kadeh leser esakal so the case was the rishishim that, otherwise why should just ask her kadeh natila should ask her the whole thing teretz is the rishishim and even so you still think okay take kadeh natila shom eno shi main bo samach negatipa neser akal so you see it doesn't stay put not like the Bach that it says it stays limited in its advance into the chaticha it advances throughout the whole chaticha and therefore if there's not samach the whole chaticha is going to be aser now that the Bach says the rest of chaticha is mutter no the rest of chaticha is going to be aser if there's not samach but that would be true. But the Maisa, we have the right to assume usually that there's these small amounts, we have a right to assume that there was samach. There was 100 connected Isra. Okay, so but the reason why we're not worried about the rest of the chatichah is because probably there was samach. So not because there's any intrinsic halachic nafkamina. Practically, because all you're doing is the shamnunus on the second, so there probably is samach connected in the chatichah. That being said, the Taz introduces, there's another halacha that the makom where it touches, you still have to remove. Right? Because of this idea of the makom where it touches, there's a stronger amount of belia in that place. So the samak of the rest of the chatikah won't help for that makom. So passes the court, flipping around, the bath has a hole of that. Right, the back holds that once again, right? The back holds when it goes in and the taka spreads out throughout the whole thing. Even the klipa would not be necessary. We don't assume this idea that the place where it goes in is it stays there. No, it spreads out throughout the rest of the chatifa equally. So the rest of the chatifa, if there's samach, the whole thing's remoter. The reason why we hear that it's also is because it didn't spread beyond. Had it spread beyond, the taka be mutter. Right, so again, so there's there are kulas and chumras in each sheet. Are we making sense? Yeah.
Okay. Take a look.
It's interesting.
So
later on in Kufhe, on this nakuda. I know that Ellen looked at Kufay a little bit on this. So Kufay Yisuf Dalad is like one of these longer sifin.
By the way, that's exactly the same idea.
So the Mechaber and Sif Gimel said the din of Tatar Gover, the case that you had, a solid going to a liquid going onto a solid, etc. Then Sif Dal says, that's not talking about the case that was Reuter. So Reuter moved everything around, etc. This Rebbein Cham in Karash and Ophel Al-Atzli, Sheitzel Eish, only after Kenetila, which is Oibi Rechav Etzba, which is about an inch. So it goes in the case of the Yerush Slow Begid, etc. And it comes along after this whole long Mechaber in Sifhei. I'm sorry, Sifhei. Then Mechaber says, that's all talking about the Dabar Kachush, the Dabar Shaman, it's a Fei Bekulai, etc. Then the Ramah comes along and says, Yeshurim Shenel Bekiyam Ezemik Kachush Hashaman, Yesh Lesser Becholin Yen Adi Kasam. We always have to worry about this, spreading out throughout the whole thing. Because samach starts in tilas makom, but even when there's samach, you still need the tilas makom. Okay. So on that din, which says over here that or in the mechaber's case, where the mechaber says that in a case where it's davar shomein, you need to tilas makom. So on that. So the Mishnah says over there says that the why do you need to tell some makom this din of the mechaber the davar shomein shafei b'kuloi you still need to tell us makom because the Rashba says that the place where it connects yesham roishem yersu kedei tam so it doesn't spread out equally to the rest of it like this Rashba we're quoting over here it's the same it's the Rashba but he brings. That in the Isra Behetar Klal Yudal didn't give him a Sufik the Shem Halacha the Kedenetila. This Halacha by whether it's Mefeya Bekula or not is a Machlokes, and therefore your Machmer Kedenetila Misafik. So the Pesach Chuba over there brings some the Chuba Shemun Rekeach. He Mishlo Kach Belin Etilas Mos. He cooked it without Etilas Mos. There's Zabar Shomim, it's a Fei Bekuloi. You didn't take out the Tilas Mokum. There were Shishim in the Chaticha, but you still have to take out the Tilas Mokum. So, Bidiyab, what happened in that case? So, he brings Bidiyab, it's Motu. But, that's only something which we assume is Shomim. Awa Dabar Hanira, the Kachush, and the Tilam Idina, also being Shishim Negat and Tilam. By Dabar Kachush, all the way around, it doesn't really spread. Meager than it stays put. It doesn't really spread throughout the whole thing. But we're machmer, maybe it's a shomein. So that's very nice. So you're not going to use that lakula. Over there, the Kedin and Tila, there wasn't some, because it's Ganasser. So this Rashba says this Svara, and they're saying that that's not the Yisrael. The Yisrael is something else. The Yisrael is because that other reasons why we're machmer k'day netzila. It's not mikir adin that you need k'day netzila. That this argument of the Rashi. So it seems to like is. And the Pesach Shulah is passing the Iker Pesach. It's not like the Rashba that we have this loose swara that stays more intensely in the place where it falls in. But the Taz is going like that Shita. The Shach will actually hold not like that Shita. Okay? Okay, so. So let's just talk it through again. Get the Pratim. Right. The Bach is introducing an idea that in a case where we're not concerned about the ban, it's any ben yarmut. We're only concerned about the shamnunus. So that's a davar muad. The nature of the davar muad is it doesn't spread very far. It stays concentrated in the kedei klipa, and therefore even if there would be samach in the rest of the chaticha, you still need to take up kedei klipa. Furthermore, even if there's not samach in the rest of the chaticha, the rest of the chaticha is mutter, but the klipa is also. So that's a kula and a chumra. We need, even though there's not samach, I'm telling you, big kula, the rest of the chatecha, it did not spread. I'm guaranteed, I'm confident it did not spread. And the rest of the chatecha is mutter, but the klipa is aser. We didn't know because we say that it didn't spread, it doesn't spread further. Okay. So the taz, this you said that a davar muad doesn't spread further. That's not true. Davar muad, even by davar muad, it spreads. And if there's samach, it's mutter. But even in the case where there's samach, there's a different problem. Like the Rashba says that not because it's a davar muad that it stays concentrated. It's because the place where it enters, it stays concentrated. So that place has to be removed. So as much as there was a place where there was contact, where of the entrance, you need to remove. Okay. Okay, now according to the Taz, therefore in the Reisha as well, even though the case with the Rishishim and it's a Ben Yoimai, but the Rishishim telling that it's mutter, you still have to take out Kzei Netila because the place where it enters, the leaves of Reisha are stronger and there's not a Shir Din about that over there, it's going to be Yasser. Okay. So let's read it inside. Yeah. It's okay. Elachilikus. So what's the difference in the case of the Reish and the case of the Sefer? So in the Sefer we're saying, I'm assuming that there's Samach and the only issue is the Klippah, and the Reish Hamash said, let's go see if there's Samach or not. I mean, there's no difference. There's no difference in the two. Both places need Klippah, and both places need Samach. If there's Samach, it's Mutter. If there's not Samach, it's Aser. And even either way, you're still going to need to remove a layer. Either way, it's good. So what's the difference in the Reish and the Sefer? In the presentation, it doesn't make any sense. Teretz is like this. The Bereisha, the Havi Isra Mishum, Plitas Asakin, Kutzach Larmer, the Isra Atzamach. Ava Seva, Shein Ben Yoimoy, Mutim Misar Asakin, El Misar Asamnuna Shalom, Hudaber Muat, the Beishir Samach, Beshir, Klipa Negdoi. Okay, Luhutzach Lahaska Kan Samach, Kimin Kaponim. So, in the ratio which I'm measuring against the shamnunis and also against the bleas, so that's a more significant amount. So I have to see it. Is there samach or not? In the sefer where the bleas are relevant, the only issue is the shamnunis. Then I assume there was samach. I still need to remove the klipa, so I need to remove the klipa in both cases. Okay, Now you're going to have to point out that according to the Taz, the lashon of kenei klipa really means kenei netila. So the Mishnah Sois points that out. That according to the Taz, the lashon over here of kenei klipa is lav dafka. It means kenei netila. Because it's a case of tzli, the davar, a klirishon of something hot without reitzev absorbs kenei netila. That's the tzli. We're all going from this Rashba. It says Shteta Chamishah Yitzos Makaymai, and the Makam where it goes in, you know, the Vesamuch, it's more attached over there. So you have to remove that. So it says Yitzos Makaymai. I didn't write it. The Rashba wrote it. So it says Kedena Tilo. So. And it means Klipa again. He's using that. And that's that Mechaber over there in Sefei that we just saw, that he says you have to remove Yitzos, you have to take off Tenetilo. Cause of a tour count, Bashem Rabban Apparat, the boy Klipa, the Hainu, Gamaration, Shay Salmon, they're going to walk him a sock and Bob. So then it's like limit divides the cases. It's all one case. You need samach, and you have to take off the tila. So just say that. You need samach, and we can assume there is samach. So that's how the Shach learns. The Taz learns that the din of Klipa slash Tila is Mikra din. That's going to be no matter what, even if there's Samach, because the place where it goes in, it's more intense. It remains there, number one. Number two, even in the case of Ben Yarmah, you're going to need Samach connected the Shamnunas. In the case of Ben Yarmah, you're going to need Samach connected the Shamnunas and the Bli and the Sakin. And the Shamnunas, we assume the Samach, there is Samach connected it, and where's the Bli and the Sakin? We have to actually, that's already more, so we have to be Mishire if there's Samach or not.
How big the Torah
Mishnah Menasseh is in
there?
Right. So if we can't see it,
then how are you able to
Mishnah
if it's
part of the Shishim? It's a good question. So you're Mishnah connected to the Bliyas, and you're throwing a little more. How much a little more? I don't know. Okay. Fine. Shri Bashri, Perkin and Osher, but in Slish, it's Horak, Natila, Shkasa Shom, Kain, Hodok, Amr, Perkam, the mother of Yeshud, the Rasechu, Kalif, Shaynah, the Shamnunis, Shalasaka, the Bermuatu, Kamin, and Perkin, and Selen, Shani Sikha, the Masha of Dilay. So he sounds like this question of Mashu. Fine. So this Bacha introduces the idea that it doesn't move further because it's double muat, he doesn't understand what that is. So to Shach. Many you're going to need to remove Okay, so now, so that's why we're here. Even though it's enem and you still need a kedek klipa. The enem makar makes sense. So what's he asking? He's asking the bli is irrelevant. the knife looks clean to me, so there's no bleeding, there's nothing, and it's not maluch. So what do you need to kill the klipa for? No, we assume that there's something over there. Okay, now that there's something over there, next question is, so why only klipa? Why do we say you need samach? Okay. So you need it doesn't go. It's a small amount. That point is irrelevant. Our lesser kuloi, but over here, where theoretically there's a chayim throughout the whole piece, so theoretically it should move further. Even so, vada imenu ben yomai en la'osu mishum shamnunis. So the ben yomai, if it's ben yomai, there's bleias are significant, so that's going to go bekuloi. The Shamnunis is a double mu'ud, it doesn't go beyond the first layer. So over there you need more than Kenneth Klippa, you need Kenneth Tila. Well, the answer is over there because I have to deal with part of the Bliya of the Sakin. How much a Klippa is worth of the Bliya of the Sakin? So even though the Sakin is, let's say, 5 millimeters thick, I don't know how thick we say in Halacha a Klippa is. So 2 millimeters is a klipa, so I need sama keneged the 2 millimeters of the klipa of the sakin, and the shamlunis. So that adds up to be kenetila, or more than kenet klipa, which we call kenetila. That's I go curve that's 9. Baba gav the oimer hashda b'sor d'lamin and curve masher le ben yomer. We're going on that sheet over there, which said that we're not worried about rejuvenating it. Because the mashav klipas a sakin the bermudu, al hashay and mekunach mitzarif mashav klipas a sakin the mashav pnei a sakin roisir kedin etila. Fine. So that's why over there that you need kedai netila, and over here kedai klipa. Well, that's a hard question. The shuman which is al panei asakin, mash al panei asakin, is what he's saying. He's saying that there's this layer. We assume there's this layer of, unless you've done an action to remove it, there's a layer of fat, even though it's not visible. There's a layer of fat on the sakin that's al panei asakin, and then there's a klipa within the sakin itself, the shachas cheshbon. Okay, fine. So then he says, maybe I'll give a different teretz. So that's really a side. So the shach really moved through three questions in this sif, katan. Okay. The first step is here. He says, so if it's any ben yomer, so why do you need klipos? He says because I have. Didn't before in Simen Yod, which says there's an assumption that even said Simen Yomoi Shalom Nisa Karish Alpiv Alponov. So I have to assume that there's Shuman there. Step number one. Step number two. I asked you then. So then, why does only Asher Kedekli? Why only Kedekli? If there's Shuman there, it should now go Bakula, and I should need Samach. Why only Kedekli? So the Remuot, it stays within that first Klipa. Okay. Then he's asking now a third question is why can I klipa and Sadi Vav is this great. So he says there's a difference in the case of the Rechariv, which besides the Shuman, which is on the Pneah Sakin and the Binyamut, it also takes out some of the Bliyas inside of the Sakin and refreshes them. Whereas in the case where it's not a Rechariv, even though it's hot, it doesn't refresh that. So that part is irrelevant. The only thing that's relevant is the Shamnunis, and the Defer Klipa is enough for the Shamnunis. Now I suggest to Teretz how you would answer that last question. So the last question really is so we have nafkamina between the shach and the tas, right? So according to the tas we pointed out, the shear is kedei netila over here. According to the shach, the shear is kedei klipa. So the shear of kedei netila is over here, which is going to be about an inch. So the tas is in 2.5 centimeters. 2.54 centimeters is an inch. So basically, the same inch, right? It's about 2 centimeters. So it's 4/5 of an inch. Kedei klipa is much thinner. Kedei klipa is the amount you could take off a layer and it hold its integrity and not fall apart. So that's much thinner. I'm not sure what shear they give for the actual amount that you have to remove. So according to the shach, it's kedei klipa. According to the taz, it's kedei netila. According to the shach, we have this swara that by dabur mu'ud it doesn't spread throughout. According to the taz, there's no such thing; it spreads throughout. Now it might be much because there's zamech, but this idea that it stays put is not true. It spreads throughout. According to the shach, you have the kula that the rest of it is mutter, even though it's not zamech, it's still mutter. Because I don't have to worry about it. Because it doesn't spread beyond a certain point. According to the Taz, that situation would be also. So that's going to be a Qumrah according to the Shaf. The Taz introduces a new Swara that a large amount. There's a certain amount, say it's concentrated in the material, and you have to remove that. The shot doesn't go with that. Doesn't seem to be interested in that mahalo. You point out the Bach is not going with that mahalo. The Bach is going that's not true. The only thing which is keeping it, that the reason why you need samach over here, the reason why you need klipa over here, is because of this new cashman that the double mu'ud stays in the klipa. So that creates a chumra, even though there's samach, this is asur, and even though there's not samach, the rest of it is mut. But the reason why, if there's samach, it's asur, is not because the rash was cashman, because it stays put. It's because it's the double mu'ud, so it stays put. Which means, in case there's not a double mu'ud, it doesn't stay put, like the ratio. And the seal is mut, you don't take anything at all. Anything off at all. So you gain in the Mechaber, and the Mechaber only introduces the idea of Klipa after the second case, because the first case, Taka, no, did a Klipa. Okay. So, those are some major nafkminas between the two of them. We have to learn that the argument of the story is Pasha, Tvei, Roysir, Yosef, because they cleave by, Keritilo, the Harar, Rabba, Ipcha, Havi, the Hecha, the Chotter, Besak, and Benyamo, Bosser, Oysir, Atzamach, and Bestorin, Sakim, and Atilo, Shem, the Berusech, Mishpasha, Tvei, Koshkal, the Sakatan, so the Theza. Don't tell me that the sharpness makes it move further. So over here, Kerei Klipa, over there, Kerei Netila, because that's not true, because over here it's hot, and we had before that Kurve takes to Kerei Netila, and hot takes it all the way through the whole thing. So hot is stronger in regards to moving it than Chorif. Teretz is that, no, that's, but Chorif has a Maila that it refreshes, which Dabrakam doesn't have. And in all the refreshing, it's taking off a small amount of the Bli as well. I have to assume that somebody had made a suggestion to answer this question with this idea. He says that doesn't make any sense, so he just pointed out, in case you wanted to be this goyin who came up with this chiluk, you're not a goyin. Big enough nafkamina, right? Right. So I take a sock and chalicer, and I cut the heter. So and there's samach and the heter can negative. Dabar kam, samach and the heter can negative. So the shah says, I'm okay. That's what it means. It's a dealer. Right? But I'm not sure if it's shaman or kachish. So that means something I have to take up in the field. Why? If it's shaman, according to the shah. If it's shaman, it spreads up a kula and there's no need for the dealer. If it's a kachish, it doesn't spread. Kachish stays put. Right? Okay, so it stays put. So now that it stays put, now you need to tell me you grant in. So it's a sophic. What about a case of that was, let's say, a case you just fell on without duch? What about the case of duch? Yes. So the shah before said duch is able to mavliya bekuloi in my demakachas. So according to the shah, there's no din in matila or tifa, nothing. It spreads out if there's samach and mutter. Ah, it went in one spot. Who cares where it went in one spot? That's what we mean. That spot, it stays there more intensely. That spot has to be removed no matter what. So, yeah.
According to the shah, in the case of kachish, when it's not kachish, so then could you mean the battle? Could that the result be kippah in the battle of shaman? If there
would be shishim
in that little
right,
then you wouldn't have been
there. Right. Now the Kudus Akasa comes along over here and says, he sort of like shifts towards the tots. Okay. That is a Tzomel Abach. Herak Reyosev, Bechol Reyosev, and Reklum, the Mayim Bebach Yira. So he's like all the Raya's. I'm not getting involved in that. Then he says that they're halfway through the piece, a little more halfway through. Mekobachim Ling and Dina. So the Taz is Tainas in the Bach are all wrong. So the Bach stands. That this is New Yisoid, that the nature of a Dabar Mu'ud is that it doesn't spread beyond. And the Taz says the Heter is because we assume there's automatic assumption there's Sama connected that small amount. And the Heter of the Bach is because it doesn't spread beyond. Kamakam in Yadino, the war of Emes, the Kedakim alone, the Kamam in Simon Kufay, Sefei, Kamini Bishach, Sefkat and Choptes, Kish Kasavti, the Shamunis, Shalov, and Oyster Yosem Kedaklipo, Kim Shadabra Muet, Nishmartim is Evelo Kasavti, Ephil Ain by Samach, Kamas is the Kim Shadabra Muet, Mistama Ika Samach Negda. So the words that Dabra Muet doesn't mean because there's a new Savor, Dabra Muet doesn't spread. It's a different Savor, Mistama, there's Samach. I write to some of their Samach. By Dabra Muet, I write to some of their Samach. Kamashat to the Farish, the Kim. So clearly all we're talking about is the Shamnun, it's not the ban. So how much is the Nekudas Kassav being quote unquote Kaiser from what he said against the Taz? So we pointed out that there's three Makhloikas in between the Taz and the Shach. Right? According to the Bach and the Shach, there's no Yusuf of the Rashba that things stay intensely in the place where they go in. And according to the Taz, there is such a Yusuf of the Rashba, that's the Rashba's Yusuf. That's one argument. We have a second argument, is there automatic assumption that there's Samach? That the Taz says yes, the Bach seems to assume no. And then we have a third argument, is that by Dabar Mu'ud, is the nature of a Dabar Mu'ud that it only absorbs Kedaklipa and not beyond. And therefore, a tremendous Kula, even though not Samach, but it's not a problem because it doesn't absorb more than Kedaklipa. Right? So the Bach says it stays put. The Taz says no, it doesn't. It spreads. So now the Shach comes along and says that I'm agreeing with the Taz. The Kukas comes along and says, I'm agreeing with the Taz that there's some of their Samach. So I don't have to worry about that. So that the Kuda, which were whether we assume automatically there's Samach or not, he's being Chayzer and saying, I assume there's Samach. Okay. that which we said that since it's over muad, it doesn't answer, which means the Bach says it's new your soil, it doesn't spread further because of the muad. No, it's posh, it's over muad, mistamach or samach. That which he's arguing on, this nakuda of a general cloud that we have, how to learn, do we assume that there's the makam where the bliya goes in, it stays more concentrated, and that place is going to remain also no matter what? We don't see that he's closer from that. We don't see that he's closer from that point. So Pasha, that point still remains in Machlokes in the Shach. And the Taz, that's how the Pasha can assume. The Pasha can assume that the Shach and the Taz, Lamais is still arguing on this Nakuda, is there a din of Kedei Netila in the makam of the bliya or not? Make your adin. Right? Practically, like we'll see over there in Kufay. So, since we don't know what the Rav Shimon of the Kochish, the Rav Shimon is spread out the Kulay. So, according to the Rashi, even in such a case, Mikra Din, you have to remove the Kain Tiva. According to the Shach, you wouldn't Mikra Din. But I don't know what the Rav Shimon is. Maybe it's the Kochish. By Kochish, Mikra Din, you need Kain Tiva. Because it doesn't spread beyond that by Kochish. That's in a case where it's not that. What about a case of it's the Ducha? So the Shach says that it's first teretz before, which we saw the Prima Gadol, that's Nikra teretz. So Ducha is Mavliya Bakulai. So then there's only for Kedei Netila. As long as you're Samach, you're only Kedei Netila. It's going to Shach in the case of over here, this is going to be a Sakino. You do not need Kedei Netila. As a Samach, you're only Kedei Netila, because Ducha, even if it's a Kach, over there, we say, if it's a Kach, you need Kedei Netila, make her din. If it's a Shaman, you don't. We're Masupik, so we need Kedei Netila. What up, any Evid? Now we have Machloikas. But over here, according to the Shach's first you started before, even if it's a Kach, it goes Bakulai. So you don't end the conversation. There's no need for Kedei Netila over here at all in the ratio. Kedei Netila can't cleave with nothing. And therefore the Shach learns the Machaber Kipshutai, that in the ratio, according to the Shach's first before, the ratio, you only care about a Samach, the Samach, everything is Mutter. And the Sefer, I need to take up a Klippa. That's how the Cheshire comes out according. So Halakha L'maisa, so a woman comes and she says, you know, I cut a piece of meat, the Sakin Cholevis, I hadn't scrubbed it recently, it's still wool. Right, so we have to assume the Shamnun is Karish Aponov, right? Let's say a Ben Yomai, or it's a Ben Yomai. So I say, well, if I put on my Shach hat, I say, well, you know, was there Samach? Can I get it? Yeah, there's a small knife, big piece of meat, there's Samach. Say, so enjoy your meat. Right? If the name is, I put on my Taz hat, I say, lady, you got to take off an inch. Right? If it's anybody knowing, so I don't have to worry about. I don't give out in Sama, right? But I do have to worry about. So I put on my Taz and I say, lady, you got to take up an inch. If it's put on my Shach, I say, lady, you have to take up a Klippa. Right. Okay.